Paul Heller, I'm with Real Queen Citrus in Mission, Texas. We're grower shippers. We farm about 4,800 acres of citrus in the Rio Grande Valley. Mostly grapefruit, probably 80-85% grapefruit, and the balance of that's oranges.
The purpose of your trip here to Florida this week?
The purpose of our trip got a little more imperative with the finding of greening 2 weeks ago there in South Texas. So we're here to learn experiences that growers have had here in Florida, try to learn from their experiences, that some mistakes were made. They wish they could do some things different, and we certainly want to learn from that and apply their knowledge to what we're facing today. I'm confident that we found it early. That's what it appears to be right now. And with an early find, we're in a much better position than what they were growers here in Florida had. By the time they realized they had it, it was pretty widespread. Our survey hasn't found it within a mile. Actually, we've only found two groves right there localized to the first find. So we're in a much better situation. Can we contain it? We all know how the disease moves, the latency, the difficulty in controlling psyllids. That's going to be a challenge, but it's certainly we can slow it down and give ourselves more time. So we're in a much better position than what growers in Florida faced when the disease was first found here.
And you've got psyllids all over Texas like we do, right?
Psyllids are across the state of Texas as well, but in talking to growers from Florida that have some production there in Texas and folks that have visited, our psyllid problem isn't as severe as it is in Florida. We don't have as many flushes during the year. Our flushes are more contained due to rainfalls and our irrigation patterns. So there are some advantages. There are differences between the two areas, but obviously psyllid control is a challenge for everyone, and we're going to have our hands full. But again, I'm optimistic that we'll be able to do as well or better than what growers, and we have the benefit of their experience, so we're going to be in a much better position.
Anything else?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be here, of course, but really the openness of the growers and the University of Florida system here to host us and to help us manage a very difficult and challenging disease.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.